chapter number 2, verse number 14 to 26. Look at your neighbor and tell them, pistis, faith in action. Oh, say it like you mean it, pistis, faith in action. Hallelujah. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without work, your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by the works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? The scripture was fulfilled which says Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? As for us, the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Here ends the reading of his holy word. Pistis, faith in action. Hallelujah. Now, what the writer of the book of James was saying is that most of us as Christians believe that there is God. We believe everything that has been written in the scripture, which is okay. But that alone makes us Christian unbelievers. In fact, most of us sitting in this room, and most of us who call ourselves Christians, we are Christian unbelievers. And I'm going to prove to you why I say we are Christian unbelievers. Hallelujah. Because he was saying that the faith, you see, the word faith is, we can intellectualize the definition. Faith is believing in something you haven't seen, yet you believe, isn't it? And everybody knows about it. If I'm to ask you, what is faith? You say, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is right in part, but not fully. Faith is not just what you believe. Faith is what, let me give you the equation, then I'll explain. So write the equation down. Faith equals obedience plus action. Obedience plus action equals faith. So faith is not just what you believe. Because some people believe, but they don't obey. Right? Ask your neighbor, do you believe everything that's written in the Bible? And ask them, do you obey everything that is in the Bible? And do you act on everything that is in the Bible that you've been asked to obey? So the writer of the book of James chapter 2 was saying that there is dead faith. And dead faith is just believing. When you believe something, it's faith, but that thing is dead faith. And he proved it by saying that you say you believe in God. Yes, you do well. But even the demons or the devils believe that there is a God. And they don't just believe, but they tremble at the name of God. You don't tremble. At least they act when they hear Jesus. When you hear Jesus, if some of us use Jesus to swear. So, how many Christian unbelievers do I have? Okay, I'm going to take my time. I'll prove to you. Hallelujah. He says that you do well to believe that there is a God. Everybody believes there is a God. But not everybody obeys the God they say they believe. And not everybody acts on the God they say they believe. Anytime you obey and you do certain things, it's just like a religious activity. But when you act on the word because of your obedience to the word in faith, then it becomes real faith. If you look at the second and third verse of Hebrews 11, it says that, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And we know that the things that we see were created by the things that we don't see. And we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that the things that we are seeing were not made of the things that are visible. Verse 4, the next verse says that by faith. Now look at all the actions of faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness. Hallelujah. By faith, so what made Abel's faith and not Cain's faith, even though Cain also offered, was that he offered a more excellent sacrifice. Through his belief in the God. I don't know whether... Am I making sense? I'm trying to give us a takeoff. What we do because of what we believe, the variations of it, is the levels and the measure of faith we have. So when Pastor Gloria says that, let's give an offering, and you give $10, and somebody gives $5, and somebody gives $2, what you are doing is you are showing the measure of your faith. Somebody comes and says that, I am giving everything because I believe in the God who is asking me to give. Then we see the measure of faith. I don't know whether I'm making sense. So faith is an action word. Faith is not a noun. When I say bag, what do I mean? Bag is an item. It's a thing. Doesn't mean anything. Faith is not a thing. When I say stand, what do you do? Okay, she stand. Why is she up? Sorry? She's acting on what she heard. Based on the person who gave that command. Because if it was the command was given by somebody else, she might not stand. Do you understand what I'm saying? So she's standing based on the person who asked her to do that command. And the faith that she has in the command. Because she knows if she doesn't stand, I can easily give her a knock. Am I making sense? So it just shows faith. Faith is an act. Faith is not a noun. Most of us as Christians, we believe that faith is a noun. We believe that faith is passive, but faith is not passive. Thank you, consider. Faith is never passive. Hallelujah. I want to challenge us so that from now you look into your life and see that this is faith. This is faith. This is faith. I got this by faith. I did this by faith. I did this by faith. I did this by faith. If anything around you is done by your hard work and your connections and your interconnections, then you are not a man or woman of faith. The place has gone quiet and haven't even started. How many understand? How many can look around you and say that I got this particular thing by faith? Can you think through and say that this particular thing, it was not by my works, this same thing came by faith. As for this one, I believed God for it and then I got it. If everything you have in your life came by your hands, your 9-to-5, and came by your bank account, then you are a man or without faith. You are a man who operates a noun type of faith, not a verb type of faith. Hallelujah. He says that, look at our father Abraham. Our father Abraham, when he heard an instruction from God that take your son, your only son, Isaac, and go and sacrifice him, he did not discuss with his wife. He did not ask questions. He did not look for details. Sometimes when you don't want to do something and you ask to do it, you begin to ask questions and explanations. Can you clarify on which of the mountains do you want me to kill the boy? And if I go to kill, which knife should I use? And how many sticks should I go to? You know, when you start asking some questions, some silly type of question, it shows that you really don't want to do it. Not you, but how many know somebody who knows somebody who is like that? When you are asked to do something, you don't... How many know that if Abraham had discussed the killing of or potential killing of his son with his wife, he wouldn't have done it? In fact, Bible scholars believe that the reason why Abraham and his wife did divorced was because of that particular action. Because when they came back down and the boy told the mother, do you know what happened when we went to the sacrifice to the Lord? I thought that we're going with the sacrifice. When we got there, mommy, daddy put me on the sticks and he tied my hands. I tried to escape, but I could not escape. And daddy put me there and said he was about to strike me. Then I don't know what happened, but he stopped. Sarah said, this is my husband. He's a wicked, wicked, wicked man. Look at how long it took for me to get a baby. 90 years. All this while, I've been yearning for a baby. I could not have a baby. To the point that we had this Hagar that came to taunt me and everything. When God gave me this miracle child, my only pride of joy, my source of happiness, this one that is my miracle child, you have the temerity to take my miracle child to the mountains to go and kill my child. Even if it was a joke, The fact that it crossed your mind alone means and shows how wicked a man you are. For the thought to have occurred. You see, for most of us, our faith is very passive. Our faith in God is the reason why a lot of people don't believe.
A lot of people around us don't believe in God because the God you say you believe in, the actions that you put up doesn't match what you say you believe.
You see that the sangomas, the juju man, the voodoos, when they say they believe, they act on it. If they have to kill 10 chickens, they will kill them. If they have to drink blood, they'll drink it. They will do anything there is to do because of the faith they have in that wood. But for us, we say we are serving an almighty God. The one that parted the Red Sea. We talk about all these fantastic things that our God does. But the action that backs what we are saying is so little. It's so little. In fact, it's almost like it doesn't compare. Hallelujah. Your faith is dead when it's alone without action. Some of us, we say we believe in God, we pray. But after we finish praying, our actions negate the faith. Your action negates the prayer you just prayed. Jesus gave a parable in Luke chapter 18 that a woman who had an issue went to this lawyer and said to the lawyer that, vindicate me because of my adversary. The Bible said, at first, this man will not vindicate the old woman. But the Bible says she kept going there constantly to the point that the man said that though I fear not God and regard no man, yet by her constant coming, she wearies me. So I will rise and vindicate her. And Jesus said that, hear what this unjust judge said. And will the flood, with our God not rise and avenge his very elect who cry out day or night, though he bears long with them? Nevertheless, someone say nevertheless. Nevertheless, when he comes, I'm in verse 9. Nevertheless, when he comes, will he find faith on earth? Nevertheless. What Jesus was talking about, nevertheless, when he comes, will you find people who are going to the same judge over and over and over and over and over again to ask the same question? You see, her faith was not just going there once or believing in the lawyer. She went to the lawyer the first time. The lawyer said, no, I won't do it. She went again. The lawyer said, get out of here. She went again the third time. They said, get out of here. Do me a favor, man. Get out of here, man. She kept on saying, get out. But she kept going. She kept going. She kept going until she wore the man out. How many will keep doing the same thing that you are doing? You're knocking, you're going to that same company, asking them to employ you, asking them to employ you because you heard God say that that company is where you work. And you keep going there and they keep sacking you. You keep going and it keeps. I tell people, I don't want to be embarrassed anymore. I won't go. But that woman was not like that. She kept going until. Somebody say until. So faith is until. I don't know whether you are getting it. Faith is when you push until it happens. If it hasn't happened, your faith hasn't started. Hallelujah. Keep pushing. I want you to own your home by faith. I want you to own your business by faith. I want you to have what everything by faith. The Bible says, now the just shall live by faith.
Which means that everything around you must be operated because and by the faith. I don't know whether you are getting it. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, anyone that is born of God overcomes this world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what overcomes the world is not your hard work. What overcomes the world is not the number of hours you work at work. What overcomes the world is not the bank balance you have. What overcomes the world is your faith. But the first part of the scripture is what I want you to look at. Whatever is born of God. What is born of God? What does the born of God mean? Born of God means, says that for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever born of God is, whoever believes in God. Born of God overcomes. The born of God doesn't overcome because it's born of God. Born of God is because of the action they take because of the God that backs them. I don't know whether you're getting it. What makes you born of God is because of the action that pushes you. If I say, Reverend Sam, please come. If I say, this is my son. If I introduce him as my son, it's not what makes him. When you see him looking like me, behaving like me, doing everything that I do, that is what makes him my son. Not just, I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. It's not just my introducing him. Because I might as well introduce Mickey Mouse as my son. It doesn't make Mickey Mouse my son. It's your action. You know, when you look at, they look at you and you look like your son, say, I can see the resemblance. When I see the mannerism, I say, I can see the resemblance. When I see the action, I can see the resemblance. So anyone that is born of God. They walk the same way. See, please sit down. The Bible says that the God that calls the things that are not as though they are. That is the God that we serve. So if you are born of God, you must call things that are not as though they are. I don't know whether I get it. If you can, when we came to this building, when we came to this place, the people in the church were like, from where my brother is sitting to this, or less. Maybe where Praise is sitting. That was the number of people in the church. And we said we wanted to buy this building. How many know that from one, these people, to buying a building almost £500,000. How many will agree with me that you can't buy with? The 12 miserable looking people, half of whom, if you turn them upside down and shake them, you even get 3 pence coming out of them. And then we come here and say, we are buying this building, cash. How many will say that is stupid and doesn't make sense? Yeah. We sat around this area and told the vicar, we'll buy the building, we'll take the pews out, we'll change, we'll put spotlights, we'll renovate, revamp the whole place and make it very nice. The man thought we had the money in our pocket. Faith is an action. It is not a belief. Do we believe that God will give us the money to pay? Yes. Everybody believes. But how many will go on a limb and say that we are buying the building and risk the embarrassment, risk all that there is? When it came to our point, we are just stalling them to the day they gave us 5 days, that we have 5 days. After 5 days, if we don't see the money,
pack out. They gave us 5 days. Pay or get out. Monday came and went. Tuesday came and went. Wednesday. By Thursday, we had found the money. We had found the mortgage. By Thursday, define all common sense and business and banking analysis. A business that has not been in existence for more than 13 months does not qualify. If we have not even posted a 1 year end, how can they trust that we'll have enough money to pay for this building? But faith is an action. The just shall live by faith. Anyone that is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory. God, the Bible said, in the beginning the world was without form and void. And darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. And God said that there will be light, there will be firmament, there will be sea, there will be land, there will be mountains. I'll create the day, I'll create the night. He was calling the things that were not as though they were. And that's the type of God we serve. We are born of God. We have the DNA of God inside of us, which means that the actions of God must also be in us. Hallelujah. One day, Jesus was walking on the way with his disciples. And they were hungry. And Jesus said, let's go to that fig tree and get some food to eat. They went there and there was no food. And Jesus, being angry, said, let no man eat of this fig tree. And they went on, found food somewhere else, and continued. The next day, when they were passing by, Peter noticed that that tree had begun to wither. So Peter said, Lord, the tree you cursed has started dying. And Jesus said, did I not say to you, have faith in God? Did I not say that? If you have faith in God, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed from this place and be planted in the sea. And it will happen for you. Hallelujah. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. How many have had whatsoever you said? Hallelujah. We said we're going to buy this building. Less than 8 years, we bought and paid for the building. We said we're going to remove the pews. We removed all the pews. We said we're going to decorate this place. Can you put some pictures of the old building, the way it used to look? Yeah. Hallelujah. And we did not do it because of the balance on the account. We did it by faith. Can you see how it used to look? Yeah. This is even better. It used to be much worse. This is when we had come in and polished it a bit. There used to be about 7 different colors of carpet in this room. 7 different kinds, colors. It was like a rainbow church. 7 different colors. Every section has a color. And each color was faded. Blue, red, green, brown, black. The green was this. Brown was here. There was green somewhere, and blue, and yellow.
Hallelujah. Less than 8 years, we had paid off the building. We don't owe even one penny. And it was not because we got money from anywhere. I'm trying to tease the faith of God out of you. Faith is not your bank balance. For most of us, everything we do is our account statement. Your whole life is about the job you are doing. When you go and sit at work on Monday, start calculating. I'll be paid next week. When I'm paid, I'll take my rent out. I'll take my this, then you'll be left with this. And then next month, when I add plus one, minus one, plus one. How many know you, but you know somebody who is always doing plus one, minus one? You are a faithless person. You don't have faith. Those that are born of God, they overcome, they live by faith. Anyone that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith, as least as your faith is. And faith is just believing and acting on the belief. Hallelujah. We said we are moving from this building. Very soon we'll be moving from this building. And we are going to go into a village. Do you know what a village is? The whole compound, like 4 or 5 acres, will be CICC. It has nothing to do with your pocket. There will be a place for homeless. There will be a supermarket. We'll have a basketball court. We'll have a long tennis court. We'll have different things in the place. Put that picture. This is the first. Was it the first? Oh, this one we had advanced. This one was a proper church by then. This one we started to redo the place. With Chama Rollins surveying the place. Look at his handsome face. He used to be very handsome, isn't he? With a lot of hair. Mercy. This was a crossfire. Hallelujah. How many understanding what faith is? Faith is not what you do, what you believe, but what you do because of your belief. We heard God say that I've given you that building. And so we took off. You know, I'm still talking about Hebrews 11. The Bible says, and Abraham, when he heard, he took off believing in God, going where he did not know. God said that go. God did not show him the destination or where he was supposed to go. He said go. So he took off after God, going where he did not know. That is why Abraham is our father of faith. Because he acted on God's voice. How many act on the voice of God that you have heard? I want to provoke some craziness from you. One day, the Lord said to me, leave this thing you are doing and go. I will look after you. I went as a missionary. No money. The church did not give us one penny to go as missionaries to France. We went. France is one of the most expensive. Paris is one of the most expensive cities in Europe. We lived in France for a year. No work. Church did not support us even with $1. We started a church. We lived in France for a year, no income, no business, no remittance from anybody. Not even one person gave us £1. I asked my sister to be sending me £100 every month. My sister said to me, did you kill Jesus?
My sister, and my sister is a pastor's wife. She's a deaconess in the church. When I told her that the Lord has told me to be a missionary, I'm going to France. I'm resigning as an accountant. I'm resigning my job to go and be a missionary. My sister said, are you crazy? Did you kill Jesus? How are you going to look after your family? I said, that's why I've come to you. You give me £100 a month, just £100. Up to today, my sister never gave me $1. When the next time she comes here, ask her if she gave me a pound. But we went and we stayed there. I mean, living on faith is very, very interesting. It's like riding a boat. Sometimes you go. Sometimes it's the 27th. And the landlady, she doesn't speak English. She only speaks French. And when she comes, anytime she's coming, Pastor Clara will go and hide. She doesn't want to be engaged in conversations that she can't deal with. She's coming for her money. And sometimes by the 25th, there is no money anywhere. And she's coming on the 29th. Somehow, by the 29th, the money's ready. There was never one day that she came, we said we didn't have money. Not even one day. And we're always, every time I want to cheer up the family, let's go, we are going to Disney. I just carry them, we go to Disney. We're going to Disney so many times. Anytime I come home and they are miserable, I say, okay, pack yourself. We are going to Disney World. And then we used to have a Chinese in another restaurant. Sometimes when I enter the house, I can see that they have been crying because they went to school and they were bullied. Mother and children are crying. When they see me, then they clean their face. When I see their face, I read, okay, come, sit in the car, let's go. We are going to Chinese. I take them. Would you believe that the people I left in the office, I left them there, my colleagues, I left them from South Africa, from France to South Africa, from South Africa back here. By the grace of God, today I'm still wealthier than they. Today I'm still better off, wealthier than them. They are still working there. I left them there, they are working there. As I'm talking, they are still working there. Yeah. Hallelujah. You see, most of us, we say we believe, but we really don't believe. There was a man who had a child with epilepsy. And that man came to Jesus and said to Jesus that, my son suffers from epilepsy. Anytime he convulses and sometimes he falls in the fire, he falls in the water, he falls anywhere, anytime. Oh, leave him alone. He's my friend. Yeah. He falls down and, you know, he convulses and everything. And Jesus said, I brought this man to your disciples and your disciples could not heal him. And he said, where is the boy? Bring the boy to me. And the boy was brought, and Jesus healed the boy. And Jesus, before he healed the boy, Jesus said to his disciples, oh, faithless people. These were people who believed in Jesus. They had seen Jesus raise Lazarus. They had seen Jesus do all miracles, but they still were faithless. They were still not born of God because they could not do what they saw their father do. So he called them faithless generation. And he said, how long will I have to bear with you? Bring him to me. And when they brought the boy, he healed him immediately. And the spirit convulsed, he fell to the ground, foaming at the mouth. And when the boy left, the disciples came. Pss, pss, pss. Why couldn't we do this one? I think it was a good question they asked. Because they wanted to know why. Anytime you want to know why, it means you want to take an action next time. For most of us, we wouldn't have asked why. No, it is not what it is. How many understand what I'm saying? When you pray, you lay your hands on somebody who is sick and they don't recover, ask why. Because next time, when you lay hands, they should recover. Hallelujah. Say, dead faith. Dead faith. The faith is dead because you give only a mental accent to it and you do not act on what you say you believe. Most of us, we believe that God is a provider. But our action towards that provision is not commensurate to what we say we believe. That is how come our money doesn't go to the church. Because our money has to pay for the bill. You know, Philippians 4, 19, but my God shall supply all your needs. Do you know when Paul said that to the church? He said that you guys have supported me through thick and thin. When you did not even have, you gave to my needs. And my God said that because of this action of giving, when you didn't even have, my God will supply your needs according to his riches. Go to verse 18. Indeed, I have all and abound in full, having received from Epaphroditus the things you sent from you. The things you sent, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. All Christians like quoting verse 19, but as for verse 18, we will forget it. Hallelujah. Tell somebody faith is an action. Tell somebody faith is obedience. Faith is what you act because of what you obey. Hallelujah. We have heard God say that he's going to give us Calvary Village. The last time I went to the internet and I was checking, I saw a piece of land somewhere around. The land was 2.5 million. And then I heard the Lord say it's too small. The land is too small. So I said, okay. You don't want to be my family. You can ask my wife to tell you. Sometimes I do crazy things. If you follow me, you can easily. She has learned not to. When I say we are doing okay. Because when you think about it, you have sleeplessness, you have headaches. Whilst I'm asleep, you are asleep. You are tossing and turning. I'm gone. Yes, go along with the ride. By the time you realize, you see that it's there. And we are living in it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go and see a house. Oh, we're going to own this house. Yeah, we're going to. Don't worry. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. How are we going to do it? I don't know. For me, once I've heard, that's all I need. If I haven't heard, I won't say. But once I hear, and I say, it will happen. We're driving past here. When I heard God show me the building, said, this will be your building. I didn't tell her that day. But I knew. We're driving past it and I saw. And I said, God told me. We had never driven anywhere near here before. It was the first time we used this route. And God told me, this is your land. Fine. Hallelujah. And God has said that we are going to Calvary Village. Amen. And we are going. I pray that you will be there. You know, that most of the people who were there when we said we'll be moving, I think apart from Alfred, stand, please. Nancy, stand. Millicent, stand. Who else? Chris. These are the only people who are left. You know those 12 miserable people I was talking about? 1, 2, 3, 4. They are the only that are left in the church. I think you should put your hands together for them. For following a crazy pastor. I hope that the next time we go to the village, when I am saying that they should stand, you all join. How many will join to stand? Yeah. Faith is what you do. Dead faith. My time is up. Next, we'll continue next week. We'll talk about other types of faith.